Welcome to the Nomi Bahar podcast. Her mission is to help people reach their true potential, transform limitations, and achieve a life of fulfilling success. Nomi is a human potential expert, motivational speaker, and trained psychotherapist who created the highly acclaimed method and program Gates of Power. She is the author of the best-selling book, Gates of Power, Actualize Your True Self, and founder of White Cedar Institute for Expanded Living.
Hello again. This is my fifth and my last podcast in a series that I call Moving Beyond Fixing Yourself into Truly Transforming Yourself and Life. This effort of fixing oneself is very effortful. I call it effortful improving. So you might ask, so what's wrong with effortful improvement? Isn't life about making effort and improving? Well, to that I would say, no, not exactly. Life, as far as I see it, is about effortless, forward-moving action and expression that comes from true confidence, ease of being, and heartfelt purpose. And this state of forward action is very different from the state of fixing of self. That fixing comes from deep self-doubts and insecurities. I talked a lot about that in the other four podcasts. So if this is interesting to you, go and check the other ones because they're all connected. And in the previous ones, I talked about the root cause of being stuck in insecurities and self-doubts. And as a result, the obsession, the need to self-fix constantly, a state of mind that only gets us deeper into insecurity. Just like any addiction, this habit is an attempt to cover up our inner fears and inner doubts, and cover-ups don't work. This life is about transforming, expanding, growing, blossoming. In the other podcasts, I gave some examples of exercises and meditations that can help you heal and transform that notion that something is wrong with you. Because this wounded sense of self is at the root of all our attempts to fix ourselves. In the Gates of Power program, we do a lot of meditations, tremendous amount of exercises, creative ones, emotional ones, energetic ones, all to move and shift and dissolve this notion of something is wrong with us. And as a result, we dissolve the defensive structure and we can uncover what we really are, which is beings of love, light, of creativity, of connection, expression, and tremendous ability to choose from many possibilities and create the life path that we want to create. Again, in the last podcast, I talked about the three parts of our inner self, the emotional part, the defensive part, and the expanded part. And I spoke about how to get in touch with them and how to realize and establish your expanded self as the leader of this little team, as the healer, the coach, the best friend, and so on. I give you a lot of ways and tools to create inner transformation by activating the wisdom and the power of your expanded self. Today, I want to speak to you about the seven gates of your power. Your inner being flows through seven channels, seven areas of your life, and it expresses itself to the world. And the world life flows through those channels back to you. So it's very important that those channels, we call them gates, stay open. Very energized, very free, very flowing, very powerfully flowing. What are these seven channels, seven areas of life? The first one is the area of the body. We call it the gate of the body. obviously your body is a channel of expression for your spirit, for your emotions, for your creativity, for your expressiveness. And that channel, the body, you want it to be as open, as expressive, and as energetically whole as possible. The second gate is the gate of emotions. And you know how when we block emotions, things just don't work for us. So you want to have that gate, the gate of emotions, be very clear. First, you need to clear some negative emotions, some blocked emotions that come out of old traumas and old negative interpretations of life and ourselves and such. So all of that needs to be cleared out, washed out. And we do that in the training. And then the positive emotions, the life-affirming emotions of joy and creativity and love, sense of connectedness, fun, silliness, all of that needs to be cultivated, encouraged, so that gate can be a joy to us. And most people are very afraid of their emotions because there are some dark and sad, difficult places in the emotions. And that's why we get stuck. We don't know what to do with that part. So we block the whole thing. The next gate is the gate of dialogue, which is the gate of relationships. Relationships with ourself, which is the first and the most important relationship, and relationships with others, with life, with nature, with animals. Obviously, relationships are such a source of fulfillment for us, such a source of deep, deep joy and love. And most of us are stuck because we're stuck in emotional places and we cannot be really as expressive and as joyful as we can be in the area of relationships. So the gate of dialogue needs to be opened up, cleared. We need to learn how to communicate. We need to learn how to be honest, authentic, how to listen, how to have empathy, compassion, how to be playful within our relationships, and so on. The next gate is the gate of creative expression. We all are very creative. We're born like that. And even if we're not doing creative projects and earning money doing that, we are creative. And it gives us a lot of joy to be creative. So that gate is the gate of fun. It's the gate of trying new things, adventure, being silly, laughing with friends, looking at art, dabbling in art, enjoying performances, enjoying other people's expression, and so on. And just having fun, being present, enjoying the moment. All of that lives in the gate of creative expression. The next gate is the gate of life path, which is the gate of your purpose, all your important lessons in this life, and your contribution, your purpose, your mission. All of that lives in that gate. Purpose gives you meaning. It gives you the impulse to move, to get up in the morning, to do things, and so on. A lot of people have difficulties with finding what really matters to them. What is really their purpose in the program? We help you do that. The next gate is the gate of silence, which is the gate of prayer and meditation, the gate that allows you to drop the monkey mind, the monkey doing, this obsessive and very contracting type of thinking and being and doing. You can drop that for the time that you meditate, and you learn that you can be in the moment, that you can just be. You learn to breathe, you learn to be present, and to connect to the greater energy, the greater spirit, the greater soul that is everywhere inside of you. And to connect to that brings you tremendous amount of peace and support, deep, deep soul-filled support. The next gate is the gate of knowledge. It's well known that knowledge is a source of power. And that gate is wonderful. You can learn something new every day, and you can be so passionate about all the things that you're learning. So all of these channels are your way of expressing yourself in the world, in life, and manifesting everything that is within you. And all these channels need to be cleared, as I said, open and energized. And that is what we do in the program. So to repeat and summarize, in the program, I help you to distinguish the three parts of yourself and to make sure that you cultivate and you ground yourself deeply in your expanded self, your wisdom self. And out of that place, you learn how to be the leader and the healer and the coach of your own self. All of that you get in the program. You get all the tools and all the ways that you need to work with your inner three parts, your inner being, so that you can create it into a very strong, confident, peaceful, balanced, and loving space within you. That's one of the things that you learn in the program. The second thing that you learn is how to use that expanded self, that wise, very grounded and insightful part of yourself, and how to open and clear all your gates, clear all these areas of life, create your body as a channel of strength and joy, create a channel for your emotions to be flowing positively and expressively, to create your relationships to be fulfilling, to create your expression and creativity to be available to you, to be a joy to you, create your life path with a clear purpose and clear ability to manifest and create everything that you want to see happen in your life. Then the gate of silence, you learn to meditate, to connect to the universal force. And the gate of knowledge, you learn to draw upon the knowledge that is available to us and grow with that. This program is a life changer. I look forward to us working together, discussing, sharing. Let's discover who we truly are. What can we do for ourselves, for others, for the world? How can we develop our potential? So take the first step. Subscribe to the podcast. And then get some more information. Go to gatesofpower.com.